I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The economic forecast for the U.S. holiday season? Cloudy. The Conference Board's index of leading economic indicators is out today, and it points toward a slowing in economic growth in the next 3 to 6 months. On the other hand, holiday shoppers seem to have a different idea. Joining us to talk about the upcoming holiday shopping season, Bob Moon from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, it's still October. What do we know about the holiday shopping season?
Well, they've figured it out, actually, Alex, right down to the last penny. About 7,800 consumers were surveyed for the National Retail Federation. And the way the industry figures it, Americans are planning to spend, on average, $702.03 this holiday season. That's a rise of about 4.5%, or roughly $30 over planned spending a year ago. The survey even breaks it down this way. Out of that $702, those surveyed say they expect the bulk of that, or about $407, to go toward gifts for family members. About $71 will go for friends, $41 to others, such as babysitters, teachers, and clergy. And treat me nice, Alex, because about $22 is being budgeted on coworkers.
Bob, you're at the top of my list. So how can retailers be so hopeful when you're looking at higher energy prices and growing consumer debt and surveys that say that consumer confidence is just not all that great?
Yeah, not to mention the sluggish job growth and wage growth. Some analysts point to those things and aren't so optimistic. Some say those don't add up to a great Christmas. But others say they expect high-end shoppers, the people less likely to be influenced by things like higher gasoline prices and such, to drive holiday shopping this year. In fact, upscale stores such as Nordstrom and Neiman Marcus have been reporting strong sales this year. Even so, the Retail Federation survey shows consumers are price sensitive. About 2 out of 5 say they base their decision on where to shop on product prices, compared to just 4% who decide based on customer service. And discount stores such as Walmart and Target are going to be real busy, according to this survey. 77% of those polled expect to shop at the discount retailers.
What do they think is going to be popular this year?
Well, the survey asked people what they want to receive for the holidays, and the results suggest that books, CDs, DVDs, and video games will be hot. More than half say that's where they would like to receive presents. About half went to clothing and accessories. About a third want electronics, and only 1 out of 5 want jewelry. One interesting finding, if there was ever a stigma to those gift cards, the Retail Federation says that's gone. More than half say they'd like to receive a gift card. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into what the men who are vying for a job in the White House are promising to do about jobs for the rest of us.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace comes from American Public Media.